For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. We finish part three of our discussion with Reverend Alan Bean of Tulia, Texas, about the federal shenanigans in Lafayette.
Well, this stuff's been going on for 5 full years now, but the family's been living with the sword of Damocles dangling over their heads.
And if I dare say, it also brings to mind, if not the collusion, certainly the incompetence or willingness to overlook this flimsy evidence by the DA. What's your thought there?
Well, I have never been able to figure out what was going through the head of the prosecutor, an assistant U.S. attorney named Brett Grayson, when he decided to prosecute this case. I mean, there was no way on earth that he was in any position to evaluate the truth or the falsity of the testimony that was coming, especially from the inmate witnesses. There was strong reason to believe that the confidential informant was lying, and probably pretty good reason to believe that the police officers were lying, if you thought about it long and hard. But there was so much ambiguity that basically you were asking an essentially all-white jury, do you believe it makes sense that these poor working-class black people might have been dealing drugs? And what really scares me about these cases, as in the case of Tulia, is that it takes so little evidence to convict somebody if they come from a particular social group, particularly those who have trouble finding work, people who are uneducated, people who are inarticulate, who don't really have an active natural place in our high-tech economy. Folks like that, if they are accused of drug crime, will be convicted unless they can prove their innocence. And that's not the way the system is supposed to work.
In that this is the Christmas season, I've got a special Name That Drug by Its Side Effects for you. See if you can get it.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects.
Flying projectiles, flu-like symptoms, itching, pain, vomiting, diarrhea, seizures, low blood pressure, may affect heart function and immune response, should not be used by pregnant or breastfeeding women, nor by children under the age of 12. Time's up. The answer, mistletoe. The American mistletoe is poisonous, deadly. In fact, the European mistletoe is undergoing clinical trials because it has been shown to kill cancer cells.
Never forget fear.
And hatred.
Or lies.
Or deception.
Big Brother says the war of terror will last forever. Merry Christmas.
The good news this holiday season is that you no longer have to embrace fear unless you just want to. Merry Christmas. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.